Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina wa a'idhna min shururi anfusina. With regards to the issue of Salah and how he mentioned that initially Allah Tabarak Ta'ala had made 50, and then we know it was on the occasion of Hijrah, of Mi'raj, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continuously goes up. He has so many chances to enjoy the company of Almighty Allah, asking for a reduction in 50, making it 45, 40, going down until it comes to 5. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam continuously tells him, ask for less, ask for less. But because it was coming down in fives, 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 when it comes to final 5, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, that's when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, I can't. Otherwise, he would love to have another meeting with Almighty Allah. But now it was that worry that if I go and that 5 now, where does the 5 go to now? Because it was being dropped in 5s. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala announced, لَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ. That what I've decided, that will never change. What I have decided, that will never change. The ilm of Almighty Allah has always been complete. It was always going to be 5 salah for the people of this ummah. But 5 salah was not given the name 5 salah. It was given the name 50. To show that for us, 5 salah, if it can be read nice, it is the equivalent of a nation before us having read 50 salahs. For a person in the past, and people did it, it wasn't a fast moving world like ours. And even in today, in certain countries you go, the country moves so slowly. We visited one place in Malawi. We were like, we had work, so we were on a rush. But the people of the town, the village, they got no work. No work at all. In the morning, maybe the woman will take a walk to the river, to the dam, or finding water. They'll sit there, they'll wash their clothing. They'll wash their containers. And then they'll come back. Maybe they make the food. I don't know what food they make. But what we saw is that you could just see everyone outside their houses sitting, relaxing. So the one friend said they will sit like this for 4 or 5 hours. And this is during the day. Then their husbands will come back from wherever they are. Then they'll go in the house and sit again. So I asked, what do they do? He said, this is what they do. In the world, it's not all always like our world, fast, fast, fast. In many parts of the world, and it was always like that, there was not much. At that time, while I noticed those people sitting, I said, if someone could introduce them to Islam, these people can recite a Quran per day, because they are more free than anyone in the world. They're just sitting. They'll just sit hours, 5 hours will pass. Then the men will come home, they'll go in the house, they'll eat. There's no light, so time comes that by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, they're all sleeping. The whole day goes in nothing. In the past, people who got deen would spend their entire day in Allah's ibadah. So to have 50 salahs was nothing that you'll say, how you'll manage 50? It was that there was nothing to do. So you were just, but this ummah was going to be a very fast moving ummah. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala made 5. But he put it under the title of 50. To show that what the people in the past would get if they had to stay on the musalla the whole day, the people of this ummah can get it if they hit that 5 salah. So short it was made, but so long acting. That is why if you miss one, you have to understand, I've missed 10. Because the effect of that one is pulling, because you got 50 for the day. One has to pull to the next, to the next, to the next. So your entire circuit is moving. This circuit is your protective barrier against every attack. But that circuit, if it gets cut somewhere, it doesn't pull to the next point. So it's not one salah you're missing, it's an entire process of 10. So the person says, I read Fajr, but Zohar I became busy. He's reading Asr, he will not find any benefit in his salah, like how he would have found if he just added that Zohar inside. And that entire process starts moving. La yubaddalu al-qawlu ladayya, Almighty Allah was going to announce. My decision is not going to change. The point I wanted to mention is the second point he mentioned. The verse of Quran which spoke about salah is, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. That whenever some difficulty comes in life, our main difficulty is when someone passes away. That's one time. Another difficulty which a lot of people don't call it a difficulty is to remain obedient to Allah. That's more difficult than when a person passes away. Sabr from evil. Nabi Musa, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in a house. The woman who he regards as his mother is now making advances towards him. There is no deen, there is no one, there is no issue of modesty. How hard is for a young Yusuf to carry on telling her, leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. But there were people in the past who were the people of sabr, giants of sabr. They did such miracles of sabr, such miracles. They were known as ulul azm. So Yusuf alayhi salam is one example. So much of sabr, when the woman says, come to me, on the prime of her beauty, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, I can never go against my master. That level of sabr at that moment, you'll only understand it if you are yourself in a condition. Sometimes I see a boy in love. He hasn't even really seen the girl. Yusuf alayhi salam grew up in front of this woman, Zulaikha. A person says, in the business field, it's very hard. She comes right in front of me. Yusuf alayhi salam grew up in front of Zulaikha. So it's a mother to him. Another woman comes in front, you can always look the other way and say, don't act stupid. He couldn't say to her, don't act stupid. And a married man, he can go home after that. He can take out his desire. Yusuf alayhi salam had no place. This was his house. Another man can complain to the boss that this woman is interfering with me, irritating me. Yusuf alayhi salam cannot complain. Who is going to complain to? That level of sabr. Ulul azm. Allah Tabarakatuh was going to mention these levels of sabr in the Quran. Why? Because Allah loved the people of this ummah so much that their examples were going to be put the examples of the giants in every field. That you be like him. And you'll never ever tell someone you be like him if you don't trust that person. In the normal market, you want your child to be doing something good. So you bring something that can be a role model for him, but he can move with it. You don't bring such a master who speaks such high things that the child doesn't understand at all. You will always try to bring someone just higher so that the child can link up. You get a professional sometimes who's not a master teacher. So he will come and do such things that the people will look at it and say, not for us. I'll never manage. When Allah Tabarakatuh in Quran brought our examples, he brought the examples of giants in every field. Allah Tabarakatuh spoke of the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, which was a level of sabr which the mind cannot understand. Every time something happened again, he would say, I am happy with Allah's decision. Then something else came, I am happy with Allah. Then something else, I am happy with Allah. So there was such a high level of sabr that when you read it, ni'am al-abd. But in Quran, Allah Tabarakatuh never come to praise the anbiya of the past. Quran was to tell the people of this ummah, you can be like him. You can be like him. And amazing it is that history has shown people in this ummah. They did actions which were similar to Ayyub alayhi salam in Sabr. They lost people around them, families around them. The people of Gaza is one example. The whole world is shocked at their Sabr. But if you meet a person who comes out of the detention centers, his body is like in pieces, he'll still be making subhanallah. Then they'll ask him, how you managed? Then he'll read a verse of Quran. Sometimes he'll even quote Ayyub alayhi salam. While in prison, that's their role model, but Allah gave them that they became an Ayyub. There was one person, a woman approached him, extremely beautiful woman. And in a very difficult manner, he pulled away. That night in a dream, he sees Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam smiling. To say what? That what Allah wanted from you, well, you did it. That you behaved like me. The people in Quran who are the giants in every field, Allah Ta'ala mentioned them because the people of this ummah could get it. Sabr is a very hard thing. But normally when someone passes away, or if someone comes and complains, I can't control myself. Most of the time we say to him, make sabr. We go to the house, we say, make sabr, he passed away. Hardly you will hear someone saying, and perform salah. Hardly you will hear that. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. How do you take help through salah? Someone passed away. Now your thoughts are wandering. So much of thoughts. How am I going to manage now? So one is this uncle will come, that person will come. Everyone will say, make sabr. Everyone will say, make sabr. But no matter how many times someone will tell you, make sabr, they can never make you strong. They can't make you strong. But if you want strength, all you have to do is say, Allahu Akbar. Soon as you say, Allahu Akbar, in that condition, which is a condition of pity, that everyone wants to hug you. They know how hard it's for you. That individual who says Allahu Akbar at that second, he gets hugged by Almighty Allah. But everybody else's hug, it can't give you strength. It's just a hug. You'll cry on his shoulder. But when the hug of Almighty Allah comes, you'll just grip your hands. Now if you want to cry, it's the hug is between you and Allah. You see, sometimes a person hugs somebody else. He doesn't want to leave that person. When the individual says, Allahu Akbar, that hug starts. Only when they hug with Almighty Allah, a lot of things happen. Immediately thoughts disappear. All thoughts. Because normally when someone passes away, you say, now who? Suddenly in Salah, Allah Ta'ala says, it was always me. From the beginning it was me. But if a person knows what he's reading, you will see he'll continue gaining strength. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Then you will understand this gift. But the world is looking for an ability to create strength in the mind, in the body, to take out tension, to take out pressure. A lot of things have happened. How are we going to manage? See, when they're putting people in jail, many Muslims, when they're being put in jail, they say, just send one Quran for me. And the enemy will not send the Quran. Because over the years, they have seen that what is preventing the man in jail losing his mind? So they say, it's this Quran here. Don't give him his Quran. But they can't stop him from salasta. That individual goes in. They say, don't give him water. So he finds dust. Where can they take away dust? He'll hit on the dust. He'll make tayammum. His body can't even move. In that state, he'll say, Allahu Akbar. They've hit him and hit him and hit him. Soon as he says, Allahu Akbar, there were those that mentioned, I would say, Allahu Akbar, and all the pain would disappear. They can't stop him. They can't stop him. That Salah is on the floor. Your legs are stretched out. I can't move my body. But that one. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Me and you also, we got always difficulties in life. But one of our bigger difficulties is staying away from haram. More than someone passed away, staying away from haram. A lot of sabr is needed for that. Allahu Akbar. And then you don't read a two rakats, fast salah. Because you're trying to get power. So it's a hug. It's a hug. In that hug, the first Quran revelation that started with a hug. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam comes down. He says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, read. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, unable to. The body never have the ability to take in Quran. It needed a hug. Jibreel alayhi salam hugs tight. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I felt like he was pushing me to the limits. Then he says, read. He says, I can't. Again he hugs him. He says, push me to the limits. Then he says, read. Because the beginning it started with a hug. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's heart just became strong. For us to get a hug, to become enveloped in divine mercy, it is at the time where everyone can give us pity. At that time, instead of looking for a hug from the people of the world, search for the hug from Almighty Allah. That Allahu Akbar that is said when you want to cry, that Allahu Akbar and that salah, it could be two rakats of salah, it can change the universe. Whenever you find yourself in a very difficult condition, just think that anyone who knows and meets me will first hug me. So if everyone wants to hug me, and at that moment I say everyone's hugging on his place, oh Allah, what about you? You say, Allahu Akbar. Then you will see you enveloped in the hug of Almighty Allah. But Allah's hug comes with a lot of strength. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us the ability. We don't lose out on this. Salah is a power that the more you will experiment with it. In the qiyam there's power, in ruku there's power, in sajda there's power. Last week we spoke about attahiyyatu lillah. So because we came onto the subject, we'll speak about that first and then we'll speak about the surah. In attahiyyatu lillahi wassalawatu wattayyibat. We explained how the praises of the world to Almighty Allah was now brought at the end. After At-Tahiyyat, we have one more amal which is called Salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter is the time to make one dua and the salah has come to an end. In the entire salah, there was no mention of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he was the teacher of salah. Allah tabarak ta'ala in his kindness, although it is only Allah, it is only Allah. And Allah in His independence, there's no second. But Almighty Allah, with His independence, has always made place. He has always made place. Think of this. In the Adhan was for Allah. Which king will ever start an empire? And the king starts seeing that the minister, wherever my name is being taken, the minister's name is taken. Although the minister is doing everything for the king, after a while the king starts becoming jealous. The king starts telling the minister, why are you everywhere? My name must be taken. Why mine and your name? But Allah tabarak ta'ala is so independent but so loving. Said, wherever my name will be taken, your name will be taken with it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So adhan is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But Allah tabarak ta'ala will make sure, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Wherever my name, your name. A khutbah is giving. The person will have to say Allah's name, he will say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A king normally will become irritated. That every time my name, your name, Allah tabarak ta'ala in love, that you mention the name of my beloved, I get more happy. That is why a time came where a sahabi radiallahu anhu said, that how much of time can I devote to salawat? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Because the normal is Allah is the asal. So praise Allah and have a little time for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever amount. He said, 1/3 of the time I have taken. He said, 1/3, and you will see how much Allah will give. And if you do extra, Allah will give even more. Then he said, half. He said, then Allah will give. And if you do extra, even more. 2/3. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu finally said, my entire ibadah of dua will be devoted to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then you will find no difficulty in life at all. Every problem of yours will get solved. But normally you will say, the king said, what about me? That you only speaking of my minister, you forgot about me. Almighty Allah is the embodiment of love. Almighty Allah is the opposite. That speak about my messenger and you'll see how much I love you. Speak about him. So at the end of salah also, in the entire salah, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come. The salah could not end without his name coming. Salah could not end. So already there was assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. But the name had to come also, not just the title. So the Sahaba radiallahu an asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were ordered by Almighty Allah, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Salawat and salam. They say, salam we have been taught. That was attahiyyatu lillah. Sir, explain to us this issue of salah. That how do we send salawat upon you? So the first point is, what is the meaning of salawat? Because we know salah means Allahu Akbar. That is salah. And now we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Which can't mean, oh Allah, you perform salah. So what is this word salah? Some explain this word salah means attention. Salah comes from the word attention. So example, if I am performing salah, it is my entire attention has gone towards Almighty Allah. Salah. And when it comes, salli ala Muhammad, it means, oh Allah, turn your attention upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when attention is turned, one alim wrote that Allah tabarak ta'ala gave us a command, sallu alayhi. Turn your attention. So it's supposed to be that I turn my attention to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the manner that now I will start making dua for him. And I will start praising him. And I will start thinking about him. That's called turning attention. So he writes, because Almighty Allah never showed us how, but. So the easier way for us to say, oh Allah, I don't know how to turn attention to Allah's Nabi. So can I ask you on behalf of me to turn attention? On behalf of me, so I would have praised him, but I don't know exactly what the words are. So can I ask you, on behalf of me, you praise him? And can I ask you, I would have only made dua for him. Can I ask you on behalf of me, elevate him? So this is that beginning, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. That, oh Allah, the attention I am supposed to turn to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's beyond me. I don't know how to think about him, I don't know how to praise him. So can I ask you on my behalf? So it's example, there's a certain child where you don't know how to look after the child. And you are being told you must do this with the child, do this with the child, but you don't know how. So finally you pick up the child and you put it in the hands of somebody else and say, can you do it? And once you say that, the man says, you sure? Okay, I'll handle it. And you get so happy. My work is done. This is Allahumma salli ala. It's such a small word, but it had such a huge meaning. I was supposed to praise him at the end of my salah. But I don't know with what words. I was supposed to make dua for him, but I don't know how much of dua. I was supposed to ask for his elevation, I don't know how. I just end on one. Oh Allah, on my behalf will you do it. Turn your attention upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When that attention turns, what happens normally after that? Immediately from Almighty Allah's side, a waterfall of attention falls. But because it's on my behalf, so it is only natural that if I'm sending the waterfall, I must also have a share of the waterfall. Because this waterfall is on my behalf. It's like a person says, you're putting up a well. So the well is coming somewhere else. But because you're the one who's putting up the well, somehow or the other they'll say, you know, that water from there, we must send to you also. You don't even need the water sometimes. They'll send the water. You must drink from it. Your well it is. When this attention of Almighty Allah, which was natural attention, but because it was said on my behalf, it means that that waterfall now is my waterfall. And because of that day, I must have a share in it. So when that individual sits now in this tashahhud, and that is why it was the only place fit for this, that the body had to be calm. Because now you were going to come under a unique waterfall of peace. And peace normally hits the heart when there's no movement. Medina Munawwara is the city of peace. The thought of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to take place in this posture. This is the last posture of salah. Everything is peaceful now. Just after this, I'm going to end the salah. Full peace. And then I start this waterfall. Allah tabarak ta'ala allow. Think of it. The next time when you're sitting in this position, and you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Immediately I want you to picture that that waterfall starts. But as the waterfall starts, my one share is there. So one part of it has to be directed towards me also. One part. So it's a waterfall where one falls in Medina Munawwara, and one falls wherever I'm sitting in the world. And this is a connection. That is why this one Allahumma salli ala Muhammad in the books of Ahadith became known as a gift. A gift to me and you. Because it allowed us to connect to the waterfall that's already falling on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just with one word. That, oh Allah, on my behalf, will you do the work? Allah, on my behalf. So Abdurrahman ibn Abi Layla radiallahu an, he says, Ka'b ibn Ujra radiallahu an met me. And he said, I want to give you a very big hadiah. Ala uhdi laka hadiah. I want to give you a very big hadiah. He said, it is something I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, definitely I love hadiahs. He said, we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what is the method of salah upon you, O people of the house? كَيْفَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ That we were ordered, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. He said, Almighty Allah has already taught us, meaning through you, how to make salam, التَّحِيَّاتُ لِلَّهِ. But how do we do this? وَصَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ How do we do the salawat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qulu. And here he taught it. This was that gift. He could have immediately said, turn your attention to me. He said, don't you know me? Think about me in salah. Praise me in salah. Make dua for me in salah. He could have said so many things. He said, say, oh Allah, will you do the work on my behalf? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, turn your full attention to Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like how you turned your full attention to Ibrahim alayhi salam and to his family. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was one. All alone. Allah tabarak ta'ala blessed him with one son, Ismail alayhi salam. And from there came the nation of the Arabs. Allah tabarak ta'ala blessed him with Ishaq alayhi salam. And said, lot of barakah is now coming. Ishaq alayhi salam was blessed with Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam was blessed with 12 sons. Every Nabi that was going to come after that was on the progeny of Ishaq alayhi salam. And one from Ismail alayhi salam. Whatever good in the world after that came, it came through Ibrahim alayhi salam, one name. What made all goodness coming out from one man? All goodness. There was an attention of Almighty Allah on Ibrahim alayhi salam. And suddenly he became the waterfall for the world. All goodness went through his one son, all goodness went through the other son. Now this dua started. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And how you turned attention to Ibrahim alayhi salam, one man. And you opened up through his two sons such a stream in the entire world. I ask that attention fall on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediate acceptance of it right from the beginning. One Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one. On his demise, he's not left with two sons. The entire world becomes his children. Everyone. Every country you go to, there'll be an alim. They ask him, who is your al? Your family. That attention fell on you and your family. He said, who's your al? He said, kullu waliyin taqihin. Every friend of Allah in the world is that al of mine. Meaning Allah gave me now children, you'll find them in the world. You'll go to Gaza, you'll find them. You'll go to Aqsa, you'll find them. You'll go far in Africa, you'll find them. One will be an alim. One will be a muta'allim, a student. One will be standing in salah. One will be giving his life. Everyone will be asking, why are you doing it? He says, something's just making me do it. Because one attention fell on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and it hit his family. And that family then became the source of goodness for the entire world. So much is that one salli ala. One attention. Now we're just asking, oh Allah, we want that thing to continue. I want you to understand the power of this. One nazar fell on Nuh alayhi salam's boat. One nazar of Allah. When he said to Nuh alayhi salam, build the boat under my one nazar. Under my eye. That boat could not sink. Whoever was in the boat was going to survive. World was going to come out from the people of that boat. The floods of the world couldn't take that boat down. It came under one look of Almighty Allah. The word look is different. The word pay attention is different. When you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, put a unique attention towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his al. That al is the entire world, the people of goodness. The scholars are included in there. The writers are included. The teachers are included. The students are included. The muballigh is included. How much of dua comes in that one? That let your attention be on him and his al. Like how it was on Ibrahim alayhi salam and his al. What a small word. What a huge dua. And then immediately, because this is your waterfall, immediately it falls on you also. That man naturally becomes part of the al also. He has to become part of the family when he says it. But it got to do with how we say it. How that sahabi said, I'll give you a gift today. This is that gift. To be able to connect in such a manner, on such a dua with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wanted, he had a mission that his deen must spread everywhere in the world. In this one, salli ala Muhammad is the dua for that mission. In this one, salli ala Muhammad. Let your attention not leave him and let it not leave his al. Whoever is making effort for his deen, let the attention be there. And then you have ended your salah. Now you are told, make one more dua if you want to, and then assalamu alaikum. Just in small, small parts of salah. Just to be able to say it with a thought and you'll find your connection. Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability. How people in the past were able to gain so much of strength. They learned the laws of sabr through salah. Me and you must also.